The Mother-in-Law, written by Sally Hepworth and read by Casey Withers. I'm folding laundry at my kitchen table when the police car pulls up. There's no fanfare, no sirens or flashing lights, yet that little niggle starts in the pit of my stomach, Mother Nature's warning that all is not well. It's getting dark outside and the neighbours' porch lights are starting to come on. It's dinner time. Police don't arrive on your doorstep at dinner time unless something is wrong. I glance through the doorway to the living room where my slothful children are stretched across different pieces of furniture, angled toward their respective devices. Alive. Unharmed. In good health, apart from perhaps a mild screen addiction. 7-year-old Archie is watching a family play Wii games on the big iPad. 4-year-old Harriet is watching little girls in America unwrap toys on the little iPad. Even 2-year-old Edie is staring slack-jawed at the television. I feel some measure of comfort that my family is all under this roof. At least most of them are. Dad, I think suddenly. Oh no, please not Dad. I look back at the police car. Headlights illuminate a light mist of rain. At least it's not the children, a guilty little voice in my head whispers. At least it isn't Ollie. Ollie is on the back deck grilling burgers. Safe. He came home from work early today, not feeling well apparently, though he doesn't seem particularly unwell. In any case, he's alive, and I'm wholeheartedly grateful for that. The rain has picked up a little now, turning the mist into distinct raindrops. The police kill the engine but don't get out right away. I ball up a pair of Ollie's socks and place them on top of his pile and then reach for another pair. I should stand up, go to the door, but my hands continue to fold on autopilot, as if by continuing to act normally, I will make the police car disappear. But it doesn't work. Instead, a uniformed policeman emerges from the driver's seat.
Mom!
Harriet calls out.
Edie is watching the TV!
2 weeks ago, a prominent news journalist spoke out publicly about her revulsion that children under the age of 3 were exposed to TV. Like most Australian mothers, I was incensed by this and responded with the predictable diatribe of, what would she know? She probably has a team of nannies and hasn't looked after her children for a day in her life, before swiftly instating the no screens for Edie rule, which lasted until 20 minutes ago when, while I was on the phone to the energy company, Edie decided to try the old Mum, Mum, Mum trick, and I relented, popping on an episode of Play School and retreating to the bedroom to finish my phone call.